the rest of the story. In 1929, Pierre H. Basté was world champion court tennis player, 35 years old and a grandfather. Well, congratulations poured in from all over the globe, and of course there was good-natured joking about Grandpa Pierre, the old man of 35. The haunting undercurrent to the humor was the true marvel of Pierre's situation. Not that a man of 35 could be a grandfather, but that he could be a world champion of his sport. And I say haunting because the age factor haunts every athlete approaching the three-decade mark, certainly those who have exceeded it. And what sport could be more demanding overall than court tennis? No, not lawn tennis. Not the tennis you see played by Pete Sampras and Steffi Graf. Court tennis, the seven centuries old game to which the British refer as real tennis. It's played with a bat, a racket with a very small face. The court tennis ball is made of strips of tightly bound cloth. The court itself, 110 feet by 38 feet, is cement, walled on four sides. The ball is not only played over the net, but to the walls. In fact, there are numerous openings in the walls, which figure into the scoring of the game. If a player hits the ball through one of the openings, he wins a point. The intricacy of court tennis is phenomenal. Even the point on the floor where the ball takes its second bounce is a significant factor in scoring. A sports writer once declared court tennis to be not only the sum of all ball games, but the absolute in games. Players of the greatest genius cannot master its potentialities. That's a quote. Court tennis has been called athletic chess. It combines the exactitude of billiards, the hand-eye coordination of lawn tennis, the quick judgment of polo, and the stamina of a marathon. Indeed, for the participant, court tennis is among the most punishing of all sports. And that was the game of Pierre Echebeste. He had arrived on the world's competitive scene too late, some said. But this is the rest of the story. May of 1928, Pierre first won the world's professional court tennis title, and Pierre was then 34 years old. The following year, he recaptured the world championship crown, became a grandfather at 35, and folks began talking about how wonderful it all was, and maybe, just maybe, Pierre should retire while he was on top. But Pierre Echebeste did retire from professional competition, and undefeated. By now, the native Frenchman had made the United States his home. He'd become full-time pro at New York's Racquet and Tennis Club. Perhaps he would play an exhibition match or two, he said, but the record books had seen the last of Pierre. And by the way, the record he established has yet to be eclipsed, because Pierre Echebeste had become the oldest man ever to hold a World Athletic Championship title. When the well-meaning admirers suggested that Pierre retire on top at age 35, He ignored them. He did retire from the grueling, demanding sport of professional court tennis, and he retired utterly undefeated 25 years later. 25 years later at age 60, and now you know the rest of the story.